Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Today we're talking about borderland places, borderlands in our life, the places where we meet God. It's very interesting. The Old Testament and the New Testament have several river crossings. And river crossings seem to be places where important and significant events take place in the lives of individuals. When they cross the river, things change. Whether it's the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea, or the Sea of Reeds, as modern scholars call it, they turn from being slaves to free. After their 40 years in the wilderness, it's time to cross another river. They cross the River Jordan from the wilderness into the Promised Land. From wanderers, they become a settled people in a new, promising land. The story today is the story of Jacob at the River Jabbok. You know the Old Testament story of Jacob real quick. I've got to run through it quickly. But Jacob, you know, is a twin. His mother is Rebekah, and his father is Isaac. Rebekah took a long time for Rebekah to become pregnant. When she did, she had twins, and it was a very unpleasant pregnancy, the Bible says, because the two boys were wrestling the entire time before they were born, and it was an uncomfortable experience. They even wrestled before the moment of their birth. It was Esau who was born first. Esau, big, hairy, brutal, brutish, man's man. And then Jacob was born, kind of a mama's boy. Pretty clear all their life they didn't get along too well. And there's two great stories that we don't have time to go into details. But the first story is Jacob's exploitation of Esau and his conniving Esau out of his birthright. Birthright is the means by which the son becomes the executor of the estate at the passing of the father. Later on, Jacob cheats his brother out of his blessing, his patriarchal fatherly blessing that gives the blessed sibling the double portion of the inheritance. So Esau is not happy whatsoever with Jacob. Jacob has to flee the wrath of his brother, and he goes into a far country, to the land of his mother's ancestors, and there he works for 20 years for Uncle Laban. At the end of those 20 years, he becomes somewhat of a prosperous man. He has married Laban's two daughters, Leah and Rachel. And he has birthed 13 children, 12 boys, one girl. These 12 boys become the 12 tribes of Israel. But now it's time for Jacob to go home. And he's not happy. God is compelling him to go home, but he's not happy because he knows he has to confront his brother who hates him. And so Jacob finds himself on the River Jabbok. The next morning he must cross the river and meet his brother, who has come to meet him in full force. So Jacob tries to appease by sending all of his animals and goods and everything, trying to appease his brother. And so that night, before the river crossing, Jacob is confronted by a stranger in the night. And there they wrestle hand to hand all night long. And Jacob will not let go. As the dawn begins to break, the stranger says, "Let me go." And Jacob says, "Not until you bless me." And the stranger blesses Jacob with a new name. No longer shall your name be Jacob, grabby, connivy Jacob. It shall be Israel. For you have striven with God, and you have prevailed. And when the dawn breaks, Israel crosses the river into the loving, embracing arms of his brother. What are the borderlands in your life? The borderlands in our life are those transition times in our life. We go through them many times in our life. Borderlands, when one aspect of our life changes to a new one. It happens in great event moments of our life, graduations and marriages. It also happens in relationship transitions. It happens in deaths and in divorces and in job loss and new job gains. These times in our life when we know that there's a change about to happen and there's a bit of anxiousness and apprehension about what this new thing will be. Some of you may be going through a borderland experience right now. Some of you know that one is coming. Some may just have experienced the coming out and now you're on the other side. Border crossings. Jesus talked about it too. He actually took this story of Jacob at the river and he gave it a new, interesting little twist. And we all know it. Jesus' story of two brothers. You know the story. And in this case, when the younger brother crossed the river back home, he was full of uncertainty. He was full of anxiety. He was full of fear. And who was there to meet him on the other side of the river? It was his dad, who held him close and would not let him go, and blessed him and loved him and said, "Welcome home. For you were lost and now you're found." People of faith, that's the message of the morning. People of faith, whenever we cross the borderlands, cross the rivers, let us know that our Heavenly Father is with us, holding us close to never let us go. Keep the faith. Hold it dear. Hold it close. That's the gospel. Oh, beloved ones, take that to heart. The places where we meet God, the place where we're about to meet God right now, is the sacrament of Holy Communion. Please come. God wants to embrace you in this sacrament. Christ our Lord invites you to his table. All who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Will you join me? Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have railed against your love. We have not heard the cry of the needy. So forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.